Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
The Oscars is coming up this weekend, right? It's Sunday night, right?
Yep.
The Best Picture category is freaking the Hollywood out because this could be the demise of Hollywood and theaters across the country as we know them. That's what they're saying. Now, I don't know if it's going to be that serious, but it could be, I guess. All right, up for grabs for an Oscar. The nominations include Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, Favorite, Green Book, A Star is Born, Vice, and a movie called Roma.
Roma, okay. I see that.
Which one is the big problem?
I'm going to go with A Star is Born. Because it'll just...
Why?
Sappy music.
No, I mean, we're talking about devastating. It could ruin Hollywood as we know it. Sappy music's not going to do it. We've seen sappy music over the years. What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry.
I have no clue. I've seen none of these films. So, well, no, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
I haven't seen any. I've seen none.
Yeah, that's the only one I saw.
The movie is Roma.
Why?
It's a Netflix production.
Oh.
Never made by one of the big theaters. Or the big theater companies.
Oh.
Very, very few theaters even put it in. It didn't even do, I don't even think it's done $1 million in the theaters. It's all about Netflix. And they're saying Netflix could put the theaters out of business with this model that they're presenting. So if Roma wins and beats all these other big, huge productions that hit the theaters and you had to sell tickets and blah, 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 the platform is completely different. The business model is different for Netflix.
Yeah, I never even thought of
that. It's all coming to your house. You don't go anywhere. You don't have to go to and pay, $20 popcorn.
Right, or $20 for a ticket.
No, you don't have to. You can do it with Netflix. And they're saying that if Roma wins, which, by the way, very little in the theaters, maybe $1 million or so. It's all owned by Netflix. It's a foreign film that's in black and white, and I think it even has subtitles.
Oh, my gosh. That's
how far off base compared to these other movies this movie is. And if it wins... All the big production companies in Hollywood are freaking out.
That makes sense. They should be.
Because now Netflix owns it.
Because we can watch the best movies just at home. We don't even have to go out.
And not only that, but all the producers and all those screenwriters and all the people that are associated with all these big movies, they'll start taking their projects over to Netflix.
Yeah.
And that way you see nothing but trash come out of Hollywood.
Wow.
And it's driving them nuts.
Interesting.
They can't even believe this movie's even nominated, but it is.
Now, I get it. Like I'm seeing on text, people are talking about documentaries. That makes sense, that those would win and not be in a movie theater. But for Best Picture, you would think every film in that category would have had to gone through a movie theater.
You would think.
Right,
this changes the game.
Yeah.
Which means
I never thought of that.
You got Netflix, you got Apple coming out with their streaming service later on this year. You've got Disney. They've got a streaming service.
Hulu.
So just think if the streaming services like Disney, for example, takes all the Pixar films and things of that nature and puts it into streaming, boom, theaters are out of business.
Exactly. There's no need to go. And no hassle. You can just do everything right at home. It's brilliant.
Does anybody care about the Oscars?
No. It's just rich people patting rich people on
nobody
the back.
Cares, right?
Right? Yeah.
Nobody cares. I almost want Roma to win.
Yeah, me too. I might go home and watch it.
You're a Netflix fan, so you're probably pulling for it, right?
Yeah.
You want to put the theaters out of business. You know what? They've hosed us for too long.
Too long.
Too much of that $20 popcorn.
Yep. I love it.
$10 Cokes.
That'd be the best way to watch movies. Yeah. I mean, that would be the best way because you could get all the great movies as soon as they come out and not have to go to the theater.
We're moving to the point of a release day for a movie would be in your house.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that is scaring them to death.
I love it. I love it because I'm not comfortable in a movie theater anymore. It's dark. Strangers there.
Sean,
I'd much rather be at home.
Sean, I'm serious. This could be a problem.
Can't take your bong.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.